What is up? What is going on, everybody? You are tuned in to the first episode of Dasilet Speaks in 2024, you guys. We are back. We are excited. We are ready to push out this content for you guys. I know it's been some time. We had to revamp, reset, and refresh. But guess what, you guys? It's 2024, and Dasilet Speaks is back. We will be releasing episodes once per month to get us started off and get us back into the groove of things. Episodes will release on a Sunday during each month. So make sure that you follow Dasilet on social media so that you can have all of the updates and be in the loop as to when a new episode is gonna hit the airwaves. Today, I am so excited to introduce to you guys the guest who I'm going to sit down with. It's been an honor to know this young lady and to have crossed paths with her. I just thought it would be a great idea to start off the first episode with such an incredible individual. I think that you guys will take away a lot of think pieces from this episode. I think that it'll be a motivating episode, especially with us kicking off the new year. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm looking forward to hearing you guys' feedback, suggestions, anything of that nature. I'm all here for it. Keep in mind that this episode is sponsored by Dasilet Enterprises. Make sure that you follow Dasilet on Instagram, DAZCELESTE_, for all updates. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. I'm sitting down today with the lovely Kiana Summers. I'm going to allow for her to open up, give her the floor to tell you guys a little bit about herself and where you can find her at on social media. Also, check the description box for this episode as the social media links, or not the links, excuse me, but the social media handles will be there so that you can connect with her if there are any questions that you have for her, or if you want to connect with her on a business tip. You guys will be able to do that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor, Kiana. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm so glad that you were willing to come on the show. And just go ahead and tell the people a little bit about who you are. And after that, we'll jump right into the episode.
Yes, absolutely. First and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be here on the show. It is such an honor and a privilege to know you personally, and also to be here and be able to share and just have the conversation. Hi, everyone. My name is Kiana Summers. I am a show producer, a model, a host, and a hairstylist. So kind of a little jack of all trades. And I am from a small town in South Florida, moved over here to Orlando to kind of start my life and branch off into entertainment. And you guys can find me on Instagram at Kiana.Summers. That's K-E-I-A-N-N-A. .SUMMERS. And, you know, lately I've just been in the world of entertainment, modeling, and show producing have been my highlights recently, and just doing a bunch of different shows as I go, especially in runway.
Thank you so much. And we love that. We love that. We're going to definitely hear a little bit more about what Kiana has her hands in throughout the episode. So you guys sit back, get your juice, get your coffee, whatever you sipping on for this episode. And we're going to jump right in. So today's episode is going to be called, What Are You Willing to Do? This episode is centered around all things entertainment. There are a lot of people who are utilizing social media to try to get word out regarding their platform, regarding what they're pushing, regarding digital content creation, which essentially, in a sense, is entertainment. And Kiana is well versed in these aspects, and so we're just gonna kind of have conversation about her journey and her path, where she is today, where she has been with certain things, and just share some insight and feedback in hopes of enlightening and also providing others with some insight on how they can navigate this pathway as well. The entertainment industry is something that it can be cutthroat. It can be discouraging. Yeah. It could make you want to turn away from it and give up. So essentially, I hope that you guys enjoy the conversation today, and I am going to be looking for your feedback. So Kiana, You ready to get into it or not?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay, let's get into it. That's what I like. So tell us about where you're from and where the listeners can follow you to keep up with your journey.
Yes, so I am from Clewiston, Florida. That's deep in the muck of South Florida, right near Lake Okeechobee on the Everglades. So it's really Alligator City. I'm a country girl. But I am currently located in Orlando, Florida. You guys can actually follow me through Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, the same socials, Kiana.Summers. And yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And do you remember around the time, or it doesn't have to be an exact age, but around what time of your life did you begin to discover that you had an interest in the entertainment industry?
Oh, yeah. That actually goes way back, which I know a lot of people can probably relate to. The first time I can remember ever discovering that I liked things in entertainment actually started when I was, I want to say about 5 years old, 5-6 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy because I do have a love for music. So I have a love for like an abundance of things, but mm-hmm. It started originally with music and writing. So I can remember as far as my mom used to tell me I would sing all the time at the church. And one day I was singing Fantasia's song Baby in church, and they have like a whole video of it and everything. And I looked back from time to time and realized, okay, I think that's kind of where it started. And as I started getting older, around middle school age, it kind of started with just me writing. I remember I wanted to be a talk show host on TV. So what I used to do was write a bunch of like fake scripts, and I would like write them out, make my brothers like perform and act them out. Or I would go to my neighbors, and instead of like playing with them outside, I'm like, okay, you're going to be boy one, you're boy two, and action. It kind of started with like the world of film. Mm-hmm. I would watch a lot of movies growing up, listen to a lot of different songs. And I always felt like I had that creative vision. Like I was always picturing things, imagining things as if they were something grand or big. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just led me into wanting to say, okay, let me try photography maybe. Let me try using cameras. And my mom got me my first camera when I was in high school. And from then on out, it kind of was just like a new world kind of opened up for me. So I would say it started from like one love of art with music, and it kind of just kept building and leading to another.
Yeah, that's typically how it is. I've learned that about just people in general in the entertainment industry. It's typically one thing that awakens, you know, your interest in something entertainment related. And then once you discover other areas that are also that fall under the entertainment category, you begin to realize that, okay, not only is this cool, but like this is cool. Right. Not only is this dope, but like this is dope. And I think that that's the cool part about the entertainment industry, is that there's not just one segue of entertainment. There's not just one route. There's a lot of different areas that, you know, once you learn more about all that it embodies, you can end up venturing out into. And so that's why I think there's so much opportunity within that realm. So that's
absolutely.
That's dope. So you were around five is when you were singing Baby in church.
Around five.
Okay, and then after, so do you remember anything, you know, around like middle school, elementary, any type of plays that you did at school, or any, you know, anything like that, or were you not really involved in anything during those years?
Yeah, so I was involved in as much as I could be, honestly. I was like a little social butterfly. I do love being around people. So I started in sports. So I played sports. I played tennis all my life growing up, because of it kind of hones in on everything. And it's weird how sports and music kind of correlate in a way. And I was in band. And in my school, in middle school, usually they let you pick one. It's either you're a band kid or you're a sports player. Okay. Didn't really do both as much because the seasons kind of mixed, but being in a small town, I was able to do both because the seasons were a little different. And I started playing piano. I played piano for 12 years. I played the clarinet because it helped with singing and everything. And I ended up loving all of that. Jumped from that. I started doing theater in high school. I loved theater. I will say that was something that I never thought that I would do. Mm-hmm. Because I would watch musicals on TV. I would watch the movies. But I never thought, like, would I like acting? Would I like being on a stage in front of people? Because when I did band, it was always private. I didn't perform out on the field when the players, football players played or mm-hmm. anything. And doing theater, it just opened up a whole different world. And it also showed me, like, what I also was capable of doing at a young age, and being surrounded by other people who were so comfortable with putting on, like, a character and putting on, it just felt different. And I was like, wow, I really like this. So I did theater for 3 years in high school. And it just, I feel like, burst me out in the world of entertainment even more mm-hmm. because of everything you have to learn, putting together the show, practicing the lines, doing, like, a read-through. I felt like I was on a movie set every day.
That's crazy. That comes with a lot. Like, anytime I'm watching a show or something, that's always, or a movie, I'm always thinking, like, deeper than just, like, what's on the screen. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm actually watching, because it all takes so much to put just one episode of
exactly
a series. Like, I've been watching Suits lately, and Suits has, like, 8 to 9 seasons. And I believe after season one, there's 16 episodes.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like someone or a consistent team of people really had to continuously work together to put out 16 episodes worth of material times mm-hmm. 9 seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people really think about that, especially when the show is high quality or whatever is being produced, like whatever you were doing in high school, like, you know, it all the crowd, they were very into it. It's like,
yeah,
that is an aspect of it, but it's like, you don't really know what it took to really put this on.
Right. And it's a lot of hours and dedication, like, committed to that. There's times where, even being just a high schooler, there was times where I would feel like, okay, like, I don't feel the lines, or maybe I'm not going to remember the lines. And we kind of learned how to, you turn into the character, but also how to make that character also a part of you. So you may say the lines are not the same. And it's just so much dedication and time and commitment that goes in it for people to have to switch into a character, but also, like you said, the consistent team of people, even behind the scenes, who have to put it together. It's just crazy. It blows my mind.
Yeah, it blows my mind as well. I find myself all the time just pointing out stuff when I'm watching TV. I'm just like, dang, that was crazy. Like, even the writing, some of the stuff that they say, like, I'm like, dang, who came up with that?
Right.
So it's crazy. It's very intricate. So I think that's great that you found, like, or that's the segue that led you into being like, yeah, like, entertainment, this is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of hard work, I'm already knowing. And the fact that you started that off in high school, amongst other things, like you talked about the piano, and I believe you said the clarinet.
Yeah, I played the clarinet.
Yeah, the clarinet. My mom played the clarinet as well. That's wild.
That is crazy. And I liked it. At first, I sucked. I was so bad at the clarinet. Piano was easier to catch on. I had a piano teacher. She was the best. But clarinet took so much breath that I did not realize. I thought, okay, it's going to be like the flute. It was so different. That was, I feel like, anyone who plays a wind instrument definitely got to have a good pair of lungs.
Yeah. I hear that too. I think they actually, like, make them do some type of cardio.
Yeah, well. You have, like, to do cardio. You got to run. And it helped me with singing. I will say it helped me with singing, but safe to say, clarinet did not last me that long because it would just take me out too much wind. So Now sometimes I think, maybe I'll go back. Maybe I'll try it out again. Make a little hobby out of it.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So is there anybody else in your family who's taken to the entertainment industry in any way? Like any cousins, any, you know, is there anybody older than you that's like, that was in it before you? Or are you pretty much the only one that's taken a peak interest in anything entertainment related?
Yeah, so as far as I can remember, I want to say my mom did mention that she has a group of uncles. I want to say they're her uncles or her great uncles who are in a band in Connecticut. And that was kind of cool because I didn't know this growing up because they're way older. And some of them have already passed on. But my mom was showing me, you know, oh, yeah, there's newspaper articles. And I was like, okay. And it kind of gave me a full circle moment. And I didn't realize this until probably age 20, almost 20, 21, because I started getting deeper in the entertainment and started discovering more of myself within it. That I'm like, my mom's a creative person. She can recite every movie, director, horror film, book, backwards and all. Like, she can tell you what musicians debut, what album. And I know that I get my creativity from her for sure. So she's one of those people that she loves it for the pure fact of it is like what it is, just the art of it. So when I found out, you know, oh, we have some family members from my mom's side who were in bands or some people who did photography. I just met recently a cousin a couple years ago in LA that does film. So that was cool to kind of, as I got older, discover that side. And I was like, okay, I kind of see where the creativity does run through the bloodline. I mean, it was pretty cool. So yeah, I would say it's like that.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. It's like, when you figure out that you have other people who share the same bloodline as you and they have the same interests, it kind of, like you said, is a little bit mind-blowing because it's like, okay, now I, it's kind of like in my blood type of
thing. Yeah.
it's just a connect, another dot connected.
Right.
Is what it feels like.
Right.
So that's cool. So is there band still active right now or...
I don't think it's active anymore. I want to say this had to be in the, like, 70s, 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I have, oh my gosh, I wish I had it with me now. But I believe we have back home a record, like, because I own a bunch of different vinyls. So I think there's a record from them. I can't even tell you the name. So now, after the show, I'm going to have to go look up the name and let you know.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. That's why I was asking when he's still around, because, I mean, we're just going to shout him out on the show.
Right.
It's okay. Whenever you do get it, what I could do is just probably figure out a way to include it in the description box along with your social media information. So, you know, everybody can go probably give it a listen.
Okay. Yeah, that would be dope.
For sure. Okay, so... what would you say? I know that I believe it was towards the end of last year. If you're anybody's out here listening who has you on social media, we are tuned into your continuous efforts put into straightening out your schooling incident with Full Sail.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you for continuing to fight and advocate for what you wanted to see through with that situation, even in the time that I knew that you were, you know, planning to go to bat for what you wanted. And how would you say that situation was molding you for what was gonna be coming next for you in this upcoming year?
Yeah, thank you so much, honestly, for honestly the words and your constant support and encouragement to me as well. All of that means a lot to me. Even thank you, shout out to my followers on Instagram and people from my hometown and people that I just met along the way who have given me support. That situation was just, it was a mess. I'll be honest, it was a mess. It was 2 years of me really fighting between, like, you know, fighting between getting back into school, giving up at some points. And it all started with a situation right during that COVID year. So originally I did go to Full Sail in 2019. That's when I decided I'm going to move to Orlando. I'm going to start school. I started originally as an online student for about 4 or 5 months. And then I transitioned to Orlando, got my first apartment right across from the school. It was just a vibe. I jumped in so quick because everything in Orlando was so new, so fresh to me that I'm just like, wow. Like, I would be on campus, for example, walking around with my camera, but I'm hiding my camera. And people are like, girl, do you know where you're at? Like, everybody's here creative. And it kind of felt like made me confident. Like, okay,
yeah,
slowly open up. Mm-hmm. Everyone's walking around with their creativity, like worn as a badge on their chest. So, okay, I'm going to try. Then COVID came and, you know, the whole world was shaken up. Everyone was trying to understand how to adapt, how to cope, especially in isolation. And kind of during the year where COVID was kind of, you know, the world was kind of opening back up during that stage, in 2021, I ended up, well, 2020, actually, I ended up getting a job. There was a situation where I was assaulted at work for more than 24 hours. And that shook me to my core. And ultimately that situation led to me having a big like memory delay. So I would be on campus at school when it opened back up. I would be there doing things, but I couldn't quite remember how to do them. So I went from this highlight student, straight A's and B's, like always helping people, to suddenly I could barely remember who I just worked with like a week ago. So it was one of those things where I was kind of hyper aware of that as well, that I was forgetting. And I kind of was just left with, you know, two options, either drop out of school or continue and I'm just going to fail my classes. So it kind of was pick your hard. So ultimately I dropped out of school. I was still trying to take it slow, reintroduce myself kind of to life again, into the world, remembering things, YouTube University, relearning everything that I knew that I still loved, trying to learn it through YouTube. And all of that kind of led me to, you know what, it's been, by that point, it was probably almost that 2 year mark. I'm like, okay, I know I want to get back into school, because regardless of me having that delay, going through that traumatic experience, I still felt that first love feeling when you know, like, this is where you're supposed to be. And that feeling just, like, it felt different. I've never felt something like that where I'm like, despite everything I went through, I'm like, I still feel like I belong here. Like, I have to be here. There's a reason I'm here. So I got to keep going regardless. So ultimately, I ended up contacting Full Sail. And that was when I got my first rejection from them. I called them and I'm like, hi, I would love to re-enroll myself. How does that process look like? And then I was told, sorry, there's nothing we could do. You could go to UCF. I was so crushed. I was so crushed because I built up the courage to even ask for help and to actually say, like, I'm ready.
Right.
And then to be shut down, especially knowing how much thought and heart I put into the school, it kind of felt defeating. And I will say there was a time for about 6 months that I didn't, I was like, I'm not going to ask anymore. I'm not going to go anymore. I'm just going to figure it out. I'm going to go to Valencia. I'm going to go everywhere else. But, you know, having that support from people, even through just the online presence and the people in my inner circle, they were like, girl, like, get up. You did not come this far to just tell, like, to take a no.
Right. And to just stop.
Right. So I was just like, okay, let me get back in my groove. And it's kind of crazy because throughout that experience, before doing my petition online and having people sign it, which ultimately led to me succeeding and getting back into school, during those 2 years, 2.5 years of all of that going on, I feel like all of that kind of built me a backbone in a way that I did not have. And I didn't even know that I didn't have. I'm naturally more of a firm person, more of a, like, carefree, go with the flow, but, like, blunt when I have to be person. And that whole experience, I feel like, taught me first who I was as a person and my worth more than what I thought it could be. So I ended up becoming more confident, surprisingly, even in the middle of where I had moments where I was defeated. I didn't want to do anything. There's days I would not even get out of bed because I'm just like, oh, like, I don't want to even go try to work with anybody on set because I know I'm going to forget it. Like, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, you were over it.
Yeah, I was just over it. I was overwhelmed. I was just done. I was fed up with everybody and everything. But the fact that now everything that I learned, it was kind of gone in a way, but it was kind of now in a position where I felt like I was put in a position where, how bad do I want it? And do I want it enough that even if I had no one around me, would I still support myself? Because I will say, moving here, I did have some support. I'm not used to having a lot of support, but when I moved to Orlando, I was given so much support that I was like, wow, like, okay. But I kind of didn't know how to take the support. I didn't know how to accept the help. And during that time, I kind of was forcibly met with a choice that I know I want to live a life that's in entertainment. I want to live a life of purpose. So I kind of have no choice that if I want it that bad, I need to ask for help and I need to accept it.
Right. So that's what I was going to ask about the petition. Like, how did you, was that something that you researched and found out that if you got a petition with a certain amount of signatures, that you could take that to them as a rebuttal, or did you just do the petition?
Yeah, I just did it just to do it. I will say I'm an activist at heart. It kind of doesn't help though that I'm one of those people that, what are we boycotting today? Like, what are we going to go and be an activist? Who are we helping? So I kind of was looking back. I had a self-reflection moment, I will say, recently, because right before the petition, I would say that was like my highlight year. I was doing everything I said I wanted to do. I was beating the odds. And instead of this time, people are looking and seeing that I'm beating the odds, I was able to see myself like, damn, like, you did that. Kiana, like, you did that. Like, you got up, you went, regardless whether you wanted to or not, and you shook things up and made things happen. So I was way more confident to where I'm like, who am I to not support myself even more than how I'm supporting other people? So me just being the type of person I am, I'm like, okay, I made a petition before for the school during COVID to get us a town hall meeting, and I can do it again. So I made the petition for myself.
That, and you that and what that could do, and then you used it for your own, like, personalized situation.
Exactly. And I used it to my advantage. And, you know, they didn't ask me to make a petition. I will say, some people I was telling my situation to, they were like, oh, yeah, I took a year off and they let me come back to school easy. And I'm like, I wonder why I'm getting such a hard time with it. And I always wondered if it's because, for me, it was a little longer. Like, it was 2 years instead of just 1 year getting back into school. And I know some schools kind of have, like, a time limit, and then you have to appeal for yourself. So I was just too excited that I wanted to get back into school so bad that I'm like, I'm going to do a petition so that maybe it'll speed up my process. And I didn't expect that many people to sign my petition, honestly.
Right.
I kind of went in with no expectation at all. I'm just like, okay, whoever can sign it, great. I'm thinking like, oh, my 20 people will sign it. And I got like 150 to 175 like signatures, but I also got so many people writing comments on like how great I am, how much I've impacted them, how like beneficial it would be for me to be in the school. And that was the first time that I will say, I really cried. Like, I really just let it out, because reading all of that and seeing the support in a physical manner, it was just surreal to me. And the school contacted me so quick. They told me they did read the petition. They looked over everything. They got my appeal. And I was back in school within like a month and a half, 2 months.
So you didn't even have to send them the petition.
I didn't even have to send them the petition. Someone from my school, who used to work there, sent it in. So I didn't even have to do that step. And I was ready to do that step. I was going to email it to them. I was calling them on the phone like, hey, I want to talk to the president of the school. I want to talk to someone. I want to see what help can I get. And someone else who was an alum, and then someone else who used to be my former manager from the school, they all sent it in. So whole time they're doing and working goods that I didn't even ask nobody to do. So that sped up the process so much. And it was just surreal because for me, it was just a victorious moment and kind of starting that moment because, like, throughout those years, I was already working in entertainment. My memory built stronger. And this is before I got back into school. My memory was stronger. I ended up working so many different runway shows. I worked so many other productions outside of modeling. Mm-hmm. I was able to build teams of other people to get opportunities and put them onto things. And excuse me. And it was just such a thing that I was so passionate in that with or without school, I would have made it happen. And for me, school is more so my personal victory that I want to finish for myself.
As you should. We was advocating for you, girl. We was advocating for you. We was watching the journey. I mean, I knew you were loud about it at one point, and then, you know, you popped back out with everything that you were advocating for.
Yeah.
And it ended up in your favor. So that just goes to show, you know, no matter what anybody is facing or dealing with, so as long as you don't try towards it, there's no way that it's going to end up in your favor. I think the whole point of, and the takeaway from what you just talked about is just persistence and drive. You know what I'm saying? It may look like, oh, like, this is crazy. It's impossible. I'm never going to get back in. You could have felt like, or now everything is ruined. My path is, but like, no, like, there's always a way. So,
right.
I think that that's beautiful. I know I told you before, but you should feel very, very proud. And the fact that you actually were willing to keep going and it ended up working out in your favor.
Yeah. And
I think you should feel internally, you should just feel very accomplished, I would say.
Yeah.
Because I know that took a lot, especially when you're going up against, this isn't just like somebody got your order wrong at the fast food. Like, passport. Like, this is a whole institution. You know what I'm saying? With people saying they have bylaws and this and that and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's dope. I think keep it up. Even if you do face something else that's just as trying or even more trying, everything that you apply in this situation, like, you should know that no matter what it is, like, I know how to get around this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how to deviate and I know how to move in order to get around this. So I think it's beautiful when stuff like that happens in your life.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I think it's beautiful when people get reminded, like, dang, like, I really just did that. Like,
that was all me.
Of course, you have support. You have your people who check in. You have your people who share your posts. You have your people who, you have that. But ultimately, like, you started the movement. You started whatever it was to get your people, like, to help you through that. So I think it's just really empowering. And it's something that along life reminds us, like, look back at that last situation and apply it to the next. And
it's
like a habitual thing, like, over and over. You should remember, like, all right, what was that most recent, that last hard thing I had to do? But look how it played out. Okay, so let me apply the same thing here. And then with that next situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, so on and so forth.
So I think
good. I'm glad that you were able to overcome that. What do you feel like is next for you in the entertainment industry?
Oh my gosh, so much. I feel like what's next for me right now in the entertainment industry is making my name solidified within the region that I'm in, within the city that I'm in, and the cities that I branch out to. I've went to Atlanta a few times working, and in LA I worked a few times and had a job out there. So right now I feel like what's next for me is really just honing in on my craft. What I've been honing in more currently is producing shows. I really enjoy doing that.
Production side.
Yes, more of the production side. I enjoy that so much. I will say just something about being in the middle of putting something together, but also being able to reach out to the people, bring them onto an opportunity. And we all kind of see a vision, create a vision, and we just build it all up. Mm-hmm. Something about that just makes me feel really good. And I really loved actually that you used the word accomplish. I feel like I've been trying to find the word, my word for the last few months. And I'm like, what is that word? And when you said that, I really do feel that resonates with me, that you just feel accomplished when you do something, you know, and you stand behind yourself. And I feel like that's what's next for me, is just to kind of continue what I've been doing, but in a way that's stronger and more firm. Like, I got to stand on business this year. 2024, I got to stand on business.
Period. And are you going to work consistent in 2024? Or are you mostly staying in the production world, keeping your head ducked in that area?
Yeah, so I'm still trying to figure that part out. I would love to jump back into runway, but so far, I do have, let's say, my first 6 months of 2024. I'm definitely going to be more ducked off, more in the background.
In production.
Yeah, building the deep side of it.
Okay. I love production. I do. It's dope. I didn't find a love to want to stay in it, but I do, like we talked about in the beginning, like, just everything from start to finish, what it takes, the people you got to, recruit. It's dope. So I think that's dope that, you're going to be taking the first half of the year to dabble in that. And I'm excited to see what's to come with that as well, especially if it's something that, you're more submerged in right now. It's good to fully immerse yourself in that while you have that vibe, like while you have that feeling. So that's really good. That's really good. Make sure you guys be on the lookout. We're going to have Kiana's information in the description box. So if anything that you're hearing right now on this episode, piques your interest, if you want to connect on any type of level, make sure that you reach out and use the social media handles that will be in the description box. Kiana, so I just have one last question for you.
Of course.
Let us know how you feel, but what three pieces of advice would you share with anyone looking to become involved in the entertainment industry?
Yes. I would say my first piece of advice is your posture and impression. To elaborate on that, first piece of advice, anyone that you meet, any networking opportunity that you encounter, whether it's a friend, someone at a bar, someone at a store, your posture says everything about your confidence on the outside.
Posture. My girl said, you girls don't have no posture.
Okay. Back up, sitting up straight, head not looking down.
Yes.
You gotta have a good posture. And even physically, you have to have a good posture, but even on the inside, posture is about your attitude. It's about who you're speaking to. It's about coming correct to the right person. Like, you have to be very, very mindful of how you're presenting yourself, because the way you present yourself, that's, again, the first impression people are going to see of you. That's the first thing that people are going to always remember, is how they first met you. And then the last impression of you is how are they going to remember after you leave their mm-hmm. presence. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first piece of advice, is just be mindful of the attitude, how you're greeting yourself, how you're speaking about yourself. Don't even be afraid to have a posture of the self-confidence and self-worth. Like, if someone asks you about yourself, tell them hey, yeah, I do this, I do that. Here's my information. Hit me up. Let's work together. I used to shy away from that before. And over time, seeing other people mirror it, I've kind of learned that there's nothing wrong with talking about yourself, because if you're proud of yourself, why not? You'd be surprised how many people love that and will want to work with you even more and get to know you even more because of that.
So is the first one, right?
Yes, your posture.
Your posture, okay. And then what's number two?
Number two, I would say, for entertainment, is the old classic, same old is who you know, not what you do all the time. I will say that. I'm going to tweak it a little bit. It's who you are, not what you do. Kind of find that niche. find exactly what you really like to do, even if it's multiple things. For example, I do multiple things, but I realize I love building teams. So there's a big market for that. So every little thing that I do kind of falls under that in a way. So kind of finding your niche, finding out the people that you meet, stay in touch with them, because it really is who you know, not what you do. You can be the best person. I saw a post on Instagram that was like, I think mediocre talent, but that's the loudest, gets seen the most. But if you know someone in the industry or you have their contact, keep their contact, stay in touch with them, because that will get you very far. There's shows that I've done because people met me 2 years ago and were like, hey, I remember you from that fashion show. Can you come work? That's actually how I got my Dior collaboration when I did a Dior partnered show. Someone from 2.5 years ago at my actual very first runway in LA remembered me, and they were like, I want you to come out because you just did your thing. So 2 years later, who would I have known? I'm working with like Dior. Like, that was crazy. So it really is who you know. And my third piece of advice would really be just, I would say my third piece of advice would learn to take the no and patience. I'll combine those two. It would be learn how to accept rejection. You're going to get a lot of no's in the industry.
Yeah.
Regardless of how talented you may be, a lot of people, it's nothing personal all the time. Sometimes you're just not what that person's looking for. And then sometimes it is personal, and sometimes people rub you wrong, but
sometimes it is.
Yeah, and it's like, ugh. But I've learned that the rejection, you know, now don't let no one disrespect you, because the industry will come with a lot of disrespect. You got, like, one thing I say is a job is not worth being that disrespected. Like, I can go to someone else, I can work another gig. But if you can accept a no from somebody, when those yeses come, it's going to be a piece of cake. You're never going to feel that feeling of, dang, am I worth it? Should I give up? Because you're going to be like, okay, you said no. Okay, that just means something better is for me. And I started looking at it like that, in a way of, they may have told me no, or they may not see it, but I see it enough, so I'm going to go to the next person. And sometimes it takes 7 no's before you get your yes. And you just got to be patient along with that and be able to handle rejection, tough it out, thug it out, be like Beyonce, cry for 3 days, cry for a day, and then pick back up and keep going. So that's definitely, I would say, a big one I see often in the entertainment industry, is when someone does turn you down, especially if it's an opportunity you've been like longing for, you've been applying to constantly. Don't give up applying to it. Because for all you know, they maybe just missed you by, but don't settle either, because for, again, that no could be leading to your biggest yes that you could have in the room.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing those pieces with us. Hopefully that you guys were able to take away some good nuggets from this episode, or really leave inspired and just encouraged to pick back up on whatever it is that you may have been putting off to the side, or you ran into something with that particular thing and it discouraged you from wanting to actually continue forward. So hopefully you guys were impacted and encouraged. I really hope that, and maybe you were able to take away both, like maybe you're encouraged and you have some nuggets that you were able to take away. And I'm just very thankful for you guys tuning in to the very first episode of That's Less Speaks for 2024. It's going to be a great year. We're kicking off 2024 with hard work. You know, I think personally everybody should be resting up from the holidays. I know we put on this stigma to be like, yeah, like we're going hard January 1st. It's time to reset a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of ease the way into the year. Not too much angst, not too much anxiety. And just know that we're going to make the best of this year, this fresh reset that we have. So thank you so, so much, Kiana, for taking the time to come sit down with me today. I'm so honored. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. One more reminder that Kiana's social media information will be in the description box. So keep in mind, if you want to connect, if you have any questions, you will be able to do so using those social media outlets. And until next time, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a wrap.